The World This Week, Politics.
Soldiers in Gabon seized power days after a presidential election returned the incumbent, Ali Bongo, to office in a ballot that was widely deemed fraudulent, as usual. Mr. Bongo's father had ruled from 1967 until his death in 2009, when his son inherited the post. It is the eighth coup in West and Central Africa since 2020, following one in Niger in July. Others include Burkina Faso, Chad, Guinea, and Mali. France is watching nervously since it has a military base in Libreville, Gabon's capital, and has seen coup-led regimes expel its forces from Burkina Faso and Mali. Security across much of Mali continued to deteriorate as 13,000 UN peacekeepers and police continued to be drawn down. The ruling junta has ordered them all out by the end of the year. Following the death of Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Wagner mercenary group, which has been active in Mali, Russia pledged to keep giving comprehensive assistance to the country. The historic Malian city of Timbuktu, facing a blockade by jihadists, was short of food. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission declared the incumbent president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who overthrew Robert Mugabe in a coup in 2017, to have won re-election. The commission said Mr. Mnangagwa defeated Nelson Chamisa, the main challenger, by 53% to 44%. Independent observers, supported by the Southern African Development Community, a regional club which had previously whitewashed elections in Zimbabwe, castigated the conduct of the poll. Libya's internationally recognized government, based in Tripoli, sacked its foreign minister after protests erupted in several cities when it was revealed that she had held clandestine talks in Italy with her Israeli counterpart, presumably to discuss opening diplomatic relations. At least 73 people died when a fire broke out in a building that was being used by squatters in central Johannesburg, South Africa's commercial capital. It is thought that most of the dead were migrants. Ukraine stepped up its drone attacks on Russia, hitting six regions in just one night. Russia conducted its most intense bombardment of Kyiv for several months, firing missiles and drones to terrorize the city's residents. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian army said it had recaptured the village of Robotynye in the southeast of the country. Russia said it had beaten back the assault.